Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And otherwise, our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. So, yeah, communication lines, have your say in Yarn Up Strong. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Oh, well, I just did my vote for the federal election that's happening, deadline tomorrow, I believe 6 p.m. So do we stay with the government in hand at the moment, the ALP party, or do we run with LNP? Dutton, so there it is. Food for thought. Maybe you want to talk about that. All is here for your conversations, Yarn Up Strong. And look, a big shout out up to this neck of the woods for a like out for our Indigenous brother, and that's Normie Miller. Normie Miller, good luck. I saw him at the booth park this morning. Regarding his throwing his hat in the ring there for the seat up here, federal government, for the Leichhardt. That's the Leichhardt division and the member of parliament for that area. So maybe a black man running there for the federal government. Never know. There it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Security following me. And when I'm great, I'm the very best that you'll ever see. I can't decide of all this attention, cause everybody jealous of me.
When you walk into the room and everyone looking at you, like somebody totally on and they all know it but you.
Wanna go through the floor, make a run to the door. Makes me cutty, but I'm so dirty. I'm not gonna have no shame.
No shame.
Gotta give you your everything.
No shame.
Don't care what anybody thinks.
No shame.
If you really wanna reach your dreams.
No shame.
No shame.
No shame.
Don't care what anybody thinks.
No shame.
Gotta give it your everything.
No shame.
If you really wanna reach your dreams.
No shame.
No shame.
Mama said, walk straight, hold your head up high, be proud, be strong. You're a culture you can't deny.
You're a Kanye, Kanye, Bert. You're a Kanye, Kanye, Bert.
With it.
You're a Kanye, Kanye, Bert. You're a Kanye.
Been there, done that, seen a lot of dumb cats. Speak on the scene, but they need a cup of tongue snap. Talk on the whackness. Never had a genre. Sharp as a thumb, tack your water off a duck's back. Your chat don't stick to me. Crap talkers need a bottle of Listerine. I don't hold that shame, no mystery. I got 70,000 years of history. Faster, stronger, spirit and mind. And I'm a sucker to you every time. You know, you know, you know, you know that your friends all feeling my grind. Straight jealousy. In the room there's an elephant in the form of my heart melanin. No race cards, I'm telling them. I'ma take charge in the graveyard full of
skeletons. When you walk into the room and everyone looking at you, like somebody totally on and they all know it but you.
Wanna go through the floor, make a run to the door. Makes me cutty, but I'm so dirty. I'm not gonna have no shame.
No shame.
Gotta give you your everything.
No shame.
Don't care what anybody thinks.
No shame.
If you really wanna reach a dream.
into the room and everyone looking at you, like somebody totally on and they all know it but you.
Wanna fall through the floor, make a run for the door. Makes me cutty, but I'm so dirty.
I'm not gonna have no shame.
No shame.
Gotta give it your everything.
No shame.
Don't care what anybody thinks.
No shame.
If you really wanna reach your dreams.
No shame.
No shame.
No shame.
Don't care what anybody thinks.
No shame.
Gotta give it your everything.
No shame.
If you really wanna reach your dreams.
No shame.
No shame.
No shame.
Nyanda banapi bamanda, nyanda bakat nyanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yeah, yeah. Missing again. No different from one another. So why are we fighting this war against one another? Guns are firing everywhere. People running everywhere. Children crying everywhere. Batman chasing everyone. Media shouting bad things. Why can't they show good things? Making this world turn around. Government gets corrupted. Hope for a brighter day. We pray, pray that Lord will send His blessing our way. Guide me on this journey, Lord. We will praise You all day long. Send Your blessing for me. We shall stand together as one. Yeah. Together as one, yeah. Together as one. Why can't we stop this hating one another, yeah? Why can't we drop everything and love each other? We got people here living. We got people in the ghetto. We got people in the peace. We got people in the airport. So everybody round the world, every little boys and girls, we need to come together, yeah, and stand together as one, yeah, together as one, yeah. Yes, we hope, hope for a brighter day, and we pray, pray that Lord will send. Blessing my way, guide me on this journey, Lord. We go praise You all day long. Send Your blessing for me. Yes, we hope, hope for a brighter day, and we pray, pray that Lord will send His blessing my way. Guide me on this journey, Lord. We go praise You all day long. Send Your blessing upon me. We shall stand together as one, yeah. Together as one, yeah. Together as one. Guide me on this journey, Lord. We go praise You all day long. Send Your blessing upon me. Yes, we hope, hope, hope. Brighter day, and we pray, pray that Lord will send His blessing my way. Guide me on this journey, Lord. We go praise You all day long. Send Your blessing upon me. We shall stand together as one, yeah. Together as one, yeah. Yes, we hope.
all day long. Send your blessing for me. We shall stand together as one. Yeah. Together as one.
Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidindi country, BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, decades of critical underinvestment in gynecological cancers have cost women's lives. A once-in-a-generation initiative launches to drive urgently need change. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Professor Claire Scott, AM, ANZGOG Chair. That's ANZGOG Chair. We do have a professor on the line. Professor Claire, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation, decade-critical underinvestment and gynecological cancers have cost women's lives and once in a generation initiatives launched to drive urgent need change. What do we need to change here, Professor?
Look, you're absolutely right, Trevor. Gynecological cancers, first I think we should probably talk about the different types. So there are five main types, just so that women know what we're talking about.
Okay.
So these would be cancer of the womb, known as uterine or endometrial cancer, and cancer of the other female organs, the ovarian, vaginal, cervical and vulval cancers. And one of the issues about diagnosis is that we have to look at, you know, what type of cell in those places has actually caused the cancer. And that can mean that there are more than 200 subtypes of gynecological cancer. So one of the issues when you're asking what can be done is that we need gynecological cancers to be seen as, you know, individually rare types of cancers where a lot of expertise is needed. And we need to bring expertise to the regions and to remote areas so that women are getting well cared for. Unfortunately, these sorts of cancers grow silently during the curable stage, so that often...
So it's a hidden crisis, isn't it, Professor?
What was that?
It's a hidden crisis.
It is a hidden crisis because women aren't talking about them as much as they should, and that's honestly because most women are too busy taking care of everyone else themselves.
Yeah.
And so really making sure that women understand that if there's a, you know, a symptom of a gynecological cancer, that they make sure they get to a doctor and keep asking until they have help. Perhaps I could mention those symptoms.
Mm.
This could be abnormal vaginal bleeding or discharge, just abdominal bloating, or going to the toilet to pass urine more often, or feeling full quickly when eating. So if those things are happening, you know, a woman should reach out to her local doctor, make sure she's seen, and if sometimes the symptoms are minimised, you know, oh, that doesn't sound like anything terribly specific. Well, that's right. These symptoms are often non-specific. And if she feels like something's not right, she needs to keep asking for help.
Sure. So we do talk about an annual checkup with the doctors.
Yeah.
We're talking about probably a thorough checkup here for our women.
So basically, as part of that annual checkup, certainly cervical cancer screening should be mentioned.
Yes.
And the doctor can let the woman know whether she's had it recently enough or needs to have it again, because it varies for different women. So that's an important part of the conversation, particularly because that allows cervical cancer, one of the gynecological cancer types, to be picked up while it's curable. So women should absolutely ask, are they up to date with their cervical cancer screening? But we don't have screening for the other types of gynecological cancers. So it is more about listening to your body and telling your doctor, you know, particularly in those annual checkups or between those annual checkups, you know, if you have symptoms that are worrying you.
And of course, we're probably talking about higher for women who are not doing checkups if they're living remotely.
Exactly. We know that women in regional areas are 1.3 times more likely to be diagnosed, for example, with uterine cancer, and then 1.6 times more likely to die from the disease, you know, perhaps because it's taken longer to pick it up.
Yeah.
We know that First Nations women are 1.5 times more likely to be diagnosed with cervical cancer and 3.4 times more likely to die from the disease. So that's why screening for cervical cancer is so important for First Nations women. And then First Nations people generally are 1.4 times as likely to die from a cancer as non-First Nations people. So I think those statistics tell us exactly what you were referring to, that, you know, if there are difficulties remotely and regionally by getting adequate access to care, we need to speak more loudly, not less.
Talking about taking a mountain to the people, do we have regular gynecologists going out to remote and... checking on patients?
So really what needs to happen is women need to make sure they've got good and ready access to their general practitioners because GPs are very good at picking up and understanding the signs of these cancers. But if they're being ignored, then absolutely they should ask for a referral to another doctor, either another find another GP, and if that's not possible in certain areas, then absolutely ask for a referral and say, no, these symptoms are really worrying me. I want to see a specialist.
So by making that statement, are you saying that doctors remotely are sort of overworked in looking at that space?
I think that being overworked is certainly a big part of it, because I do think general practitioners are very good at picking up symptoms for gynecological cancers. But if it's not been happening for that long, or say the woman wasn't, you know, she was thinking about other things or had other medical problems, because often, particularly First Nations women, may have other diseases that they need to talk to their doctor about, like diabetes or high blood pressure, things like that. So this might get put off.
Okay.
So I definitely think workload is the major, you know, reason probably for a doctor not getting around to dealing with something that seems to be a bit vaguer and not as definite as the other things that need to be discussed in that consultation. So certainly just really trying to keep saying, no, something's not right.
And regarding the profession, gynecologists, how are we travelling in this country regarding numbers of gynecologists?
So I guess it's always hard to get access to the specialists in the regions. Yeah. That's not my area particularly, I'm afraid I can't quite answer that question.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Well, look, very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing.
I can just explain what we are doing to try to address this.
Okay.
We have the Gynecological Cancer Transformation Initiative, and this has been started by ANSCOG, which is the Australian New Zealand Gynecologic Oncology Group.
Okay.
And we've brought everyone together over the last year who's relevant to try to solve the sorts of problems that you and I have been talking about for the last couple of minutes. And we're asking for $100 million from the government because this area has been severely underfunded over the last 20 years compared to other cancer types.
Yes.
So we're really hoping that with that funding, we'll be able to invest the sorts of care coordinators, better access to doctors, better access to treatments, and then really trying to save lives and lower survival, increased survival rates.
Well, you're making your point here on National Talk Black going across the country. Governments do listen. So thank you very much, Professor Clare, for your conversation, a very important conversation. And to all our beautiful women out there, do your checkup and focus in on you, the work that you do as women, as mothers, as grandmothers, what have you. We need for them to look after themselves, don't we, Professor Clare?
Thank you, Trevor. And if they're interested and they can access the web, they could go to underfunded.org.au and add their name, address and email. It's very quick and easy to do. And that goes straight to government saying these are, women who are concerned about the lack of funding. And if they personally are concerned, particularly about ovarian cancer, they could go to ovariancancer.net.au or for other support to beyondblue.org.au.
Beautiful. Professor Clare, thank you very much for the yarn. You take care and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Professor Clare Scott, AM, ANSCOG chairperson. And we're talking about decades of critical underinvestment in gynecological cancers have cost women's lives. A once-in-a-generation initiative launches to drive urgently needed change. So we need support in that area. But to our beautiful women out there, make sure you do your thorough checkup, and you're doing a fantastic job in regarding looking after the family. Well, we need for you to look after you. So very important. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong on National Talk Black.
Thinking about your body next to mine, butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
See.
Tribal warrior Bub Thomas here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm good. I'm recovering from surgery again. Stitches right in the forehead.
Yes, brother. Good, good. You're going through the wars, aren't you, my friend?
Yeah, mate. It's never-ending skin cancers. I'm Megaloo skin from the other side of the planet.
Murray's get it too, brother. Murray's get it too. What you want to talk about, brother? What you want to talk about?
I want to squeeze one in before the elections. I learned things yesterday. I called up the council about the green patch being open.
Yes.
And I got surprising news that to go in there, they've handed over the management of the camping area, which is still not.
You there, Tony? You there, Tony? So what they come up with, sorry, Tony? Yeah, what they come up with? Tony, you there? Can you hear me? Hello, Tony? No, I lost Tony. Tony, even give us a call back, my brother. Sorry, lost you there. We can continue that conversation. Thanks, mate.
Always giving a shoulder to cry on. Always lending an ear for the yarns. But what you want for me to tell ya? You're right when you're wrong. Hear your ego too strong. Pick Peter, I won't feed ya. Cause you ain't ready to digest. Bub, are you saying bub? When you're gonna listen when I tell you tough love? Bub, are you saying bub? When you're gonna listen when I tell you tough? Tough. I told you once, I told you twice. Sick of being nice.
watching while you let your mouth run. Bub, how you said bub, when you're gonna listen when I tell you tough love. Bub, how you said bub, when you're gonna listen when I tell you tough. Tough. Bub, how you said bub, when you're gonna listen when I tell you tough love. Bub, how you said bub, when you're gonna listen when I tell you tough love. Make me a cup of tea, strong.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. I was having a yarn with Tony Gibbs, lost him, but I got him back online. Tony, you there?
Yeah, mate. I've got the rules too. No talk about the election.
Thank you. There you go. All right. Yeah. So the talking about Green Patch. So what were you hearing about? What was the council doing?
I called up the council yesterday and asked why it isn't open on the 30th of April as the last signs they put up that I photographed all the signs.
Mm.
It wasn't open, and they said, well, if you want to go there, you have to call this four-wheel drive caravan company that are taking over the management of it.
Okay, so you're going to have managers in there running the Green Patch now.
Well, yeah, Trevor's like, you know, they're going to get in these other security and people and... I mean, the police don't want to...
Yeah, and I think that's why they're policing it, because the accommodation there, when you set up a campsite, it's only for 3 days, and some people go over time with that, and I think this is just a way of policing it so people don't go overboard, because also respecting caravan parks that run a business within the Cairns area. I think that's the reason.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just the police don't want to... confrontation with our people, dingy people and mob down there, and it's getting ridiculous. The council built it. How much is this going to cost the ratepayers? And yeah, I can't. It's just you got to call up. It's just it was just a rest area.
Sure.
The camping area was shut, but they shut the top area too, which was always a rest area. And so if they close it, we're worried we can't even get into what's considered the day use area on top.
Yeah.
That the new security, when it's open, when this year, next year, we've all been locked out. We've got a little table that sits four people and they're considered the front. And we get birthdays and family reunions.
Yeah.
We can't get out. It's our green area.
Exactly. You know, and your biggest concern is access in there. That's your biggest concern, isn't it?
It's access to there and still the gate to the river shut. You know, we have birthday parties, our mob like going down there and have a cub murray, whatever, you know.
Cook
your feast down there. We can't do anything. It's our total recreation area. Like I said 1,000 times before, if they shut the beach, everybody will go off. It's the fabric of this town.
You've got a point there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We've got nowhere else to go. We're all in stir. We're all locked up. We don't have an outlet place. You can go and sit in the park in town and be surrounded by traffic round and round and round.
Mm.
But that's our river park. It's a river town. It's the fabric of the town. It's been like this for nearly 5 years now.
Mm. Yeah, make a good point, my brother. Make a good point.
We need good management out here. I'll say no more.
Okay, say no more, beautiful. Tony, thank you for the yarn. You take care, mate. We'll be in touch, eh?
Yeah, that was just an update on the green patches.
Thank
Not
you,
right,
man.
Mate.
Not right. Tony Gibbs. Thank you, brother.
Bye.
Good yarn there. Tony Gibbs, local man, and uses this platform, National Talk Black, to have his say. You can do the same by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Your yarn, your circle, Murray just driving it, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, too deadly.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in. Practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you.
call. Don't ever muck me round. Don't ever muck me round. Don't ever muck me round. Because I'll do it. Don't ever muck me round. Don't ever muck me round. Don't ever muck me round. Because I'll do it.
Muck Me Around, that daily track there, The Cruisers, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All right, look at the news, what's heading the news. The Raw is the news here. Higher ups know they did the wrong thing. Hughes says Storms are keen to make amends for Welcome to Country snub. Melbourne have been under fire off the field for the late cancellation of Welcome to Country before the last round's match at Amy Park against South Sydney. Wurundjeri elder Andy Joy Murphy was told midway through an on-field dance rehearsal from Indigenous performers at the venue that there would be no Welcome to Country ceremony. With Storm CEO Justin Rodsky alleged telling her it was a board decision. Now, star halfback Jerome Hughes said on Thursday the club was trying to make amends to the Indigenous community. I know the club is really apologetic for what happened on the night, he says. I know there was a bit of miscommunication, and I know the higher ups at the club know they did wrong and think they're trying to make amends at the moment. He says, ever since I've been here, we've respected all cultures, not just Indigenous. We have a saying that if it's important to one of us, then it's important to all of us. Hopefully the club can make up for the wrongdoing that's been done. As a result, the two groups set to perform on Friday night pulled out and in solidarity with Murphy, saying she was dumbfounded by the snub. She later told ABC that it was particularly hurtful as she had planned to wear her veteran father's medals during the ceremony. We would dearly love to be out there, but they've broken our hearts, Murphy told The Age. We want to rebuild our relationship. We want to make them understand that this was wrong, hurtful, deceitful and tokenistic. The Storm had previously had to deny reports the club's plans to scrap Welcome to Country ceremonies, releasing a statement late last year. So there it is in that space, and that was a big conversation regarding the debate with the two leaders of the country, but there it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? National Tall Black, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Glam ready, Bakir Gay. Das me li au muriske Lem ready Bakir ge Das me li au muriske Lem ready au Bakir ge Das me li au muriske Lem ready au Bakir
ge. Yeah, welcome back, National Talkback. We've got Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm all right, brother. Yeah, I went to get our front here. I went a bit late, though, brother. Mm. I said, brother, I'm trying to keep a straight face here. And, I'm going to say, watch out for the tall man, brother.
Watch out for the tall man.
Yeah, brother. Warren Ainsley finishing up. He's finishing up with the tall man coming.
Moving on. Next chapter. That's right, exactly.
You know him, brother?
Mm, yes.
The basketball player.
Yeah, big Matt Smith.
Yeah, he's tall for eh?
Tall as, yeah. Brother, tall as. When he comes in here, Yarn, he has to duck underneath the door.
Yeah. And brother, I want to say to you, like, I got my last girl at school. She's 16.
Okay.
I said, after they asked you about Welcome to Country, I'm going to swear too.
Mm.
The intruders, the white fellow, the first boat people, they did give a Welcome to Country to the white people, brother. Yeah,
they did.
Go on Law Poll and you see your...
And you can see it.
Family went over to Holland and they gave a Welcome to Country, brother.
Yeah.
They intruders gave a Welcome to Country, brother, when people from Arakun went over there. So I told my children that. And, you know, the whole of, you know, black holes, the media or whatever, they got this. I saw the point they were in, like TV here in town, on the internet.
Yep.
And no mention of that, brother. And, I call him Keith Windchuck, like they polluted or diluted the history.
Mm.
And they can talk all they like about the history. British come here.
Mm.
That 400 years ago, there's still a horrible history there, brother. Still a horrible history.
Exactly.
When the Dutch went up there. And they snubbed it all together, you know, the national media, the black collective consciousness of our people.
Mm-hmm.
They snubbed it. Nobody gave a mention of it.
Yep.
But LORE Law Poll, brother, they wonder if anybody want to go on YouTube and...
they can look at it there.
I like it, brother. Yeah.
Too deadly, brother. Too deadly.
Okay, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for your call. You take care, Sowan.
Yeah, brother.
Sowan, regular caller here on Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. We've got the news coming up very soon. Stay tuned, you mob. But let's go to Landslide, Books Kid.
Day. I wasn't all alone, just hoping I could see your face. Oh, she had me at the bar, counting on another round. I knew I wasn't wrong, just wishing I could see you again, again, again.
ani gimu bila gamalu mi ani jiria.
Love his voice. That's You're the Voice. That's Mitch Tambo. Tudele, my brother. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Come the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program, you mob. Thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again on Tuesday. We do have a long weekend. Look, you mob, take care of yourself and be good, be deadly, and love and respect each other. And let's travel safe. And in regard to partying and being good, long weekend, but let's do it properly and abide by the rules. No drinking or driving. And all that sort of stuff. So look after yourselves. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. A big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours. Thank you for your input and thank you, Nerves, too deadly.